7:46. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. He does a better impression than I do.
Are you talking about, I can't think of his name, but I know who you're talking about?
What is his name, James?
Yeah, what is his name?
That's contagious when somebody does that.
Yeah.
And then they go, oh, I can't remember. And then you go, oh, I can't remember it either. It's a beautiful day. Mr. Rogers. There we go. It clicked in, man. So, beautiful day in the neighbor. You do a better job. Go ahead and do your impression.
He goes, wait, does it say hello? Is that what he starts with?
Yeah.
Or is it hi? I can't remember.
Just say hello.
Hello, everybody. That's what he does. Hi, everybody. Something calm like that. Hi, everybody. See, I'm getting too much.
You're getting into it now.
I'm getting too much of the Chicago Cubs guy that used to do like the announcing for the Chicago Cubs. I mix him with Mr. Rogers all the time. I'm doing accents.
That's good.
Or impressions.
You're doing good. You do a good impression of him. Well, it's
incredibly limited. That's, you know.
Your impressions?
Yeah.
Do one or two?
That's okay. About the extent of what I can do.
Okay. Record high today, bud. 73.
Yeah, I know.
Dang. Crazy. Wow.
73 is what we're expected to have?
73 today. The record high is 61. We're going to crush it.
Yeah, we're going to blow through that. We're going to get that at 7 p.m.
And then Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, make plans to be outside. It's going to be 63.
True. Yeah.
And sunny. So, you know what? If we're going to get it, we might as well do something with it.
Definitely.
I'm not planning on staying inside.
Me neither.
All right. Really? All right.
What does that mean?
Well, it's going to be so nice.
I'm not going to stay inside, but I'll go to outside back to inside.
Oh,
does that count?
Oh, okay. All right,
I'll probably go play hockey or something.
Okay. Well, so, let's see.
Does that count?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're getting out rather than being inside. Okay.
I mean, I'm still inside. Well, but it's not inside
are.
In the house.
Right.
So it counts.
Okay, it counts. I'll count it. You're in. Former Vice President Dan Quayle, 79. Trevor Jackson and I interviewed, he was then Vice President, Dan Quayle.
Really?
And he was in town for the Queen when she visited Sheraton several years ago. Several years ago. We were at the Ritz, Trevor and I. We were broadcasting live.
The Ritz?
The Ritz Sporting Goods.
Oh.
On downtown Sheraton. Yeah, okay.
When you said that, I was thinking like Ritz Carlton.
Yeah,
I know. Where did we get something like that?
Nope. We were down. It was the Ritz Carlton of Sheraton.
Yeah,
it sure was,
you go.
In sporting goods. But we were down at the Ritz. We were broadcasting live, ready for the Queen. Vice President shows up. He walks in, sees Trevor and I. We're on the air at the time. He walks right over to us.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like, can we talk to you, sir, on the line? And he goes, yeah. That's why I came over. So we talked to him. It was awesome. So, you know, I appreciated him doing that. He could have walked around and, you know, blew us off, but he didn't. He came right over to us. And Trevor and I talked to him for, I don't know, 10 minutes or so. So it was great. I remember that. That's what I remember about the former Vice President, Dan Quayle. He also has some flubs over the years on some things, but I do appreciate him being so gracious and kind when he was here in town.
So. Queen Elizabeth passed, obviously. Queen Elizabeth II has passed.
Yes.
I wonder if she remembered this trip, though.
I bet she did.
She had taken so many trips. Yeah. I wonder if she remembered this one.
I bet she did.
That's a question I would be curious to ask.
Yeah.
You remember Sheridan, Wyoming?
I bet you.
And she probably said, she'd probably say yes just to be nice, but I'd actually be curious.
I bet you did.
You think so?
I think so. 1924, the Royal Greenwich Observatory began broadcasting the hourly time signals. You know, the Greenwich time signals or the BBC pips. That was in 1924.
Sure.
They still do that.
They still do that? Really?
I believe so, yeah. I believe so. 1972, U.S. President Richard Nixon ordered the development of the space shuttle program.
Okay, yeah.
he ordered it then, but my father-in-law, who worked on the NASA missions, said they were developing this shuttle program in the late 60s.
Yeah.
So, there you go. 2015, sad day, man. Radio Shack filed for bankruptcy. Love Radio Shack.
That's right.
Radio station's dream store, you know. We got all kinds of circuitry from the Shack.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Got our, I remember the old first computers came from Radio Shack, 1979, 1980, the old TRS-80s, James.
I'll take your word for it.
All right.
I don't think I've ever seen those, so.
Pretty cool, man. Silver tape coating. Yeah, that was when coating was real coating. You had to figure that was complicated stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's still.
Then that silver tape got on your fingers when you, yeah. It was, yeah, pretty cool stuff. You have to look it up. Today, chocolate fondue day. Yeah.
Yeah. I like it. Maybe a little rich, but I'm okay with chocolate fondue.
Oh, hey, James, shower with a friend day.
Sure. Hey, why not?
Why not?
Do your thing.
It's going to be 73. Why not?
Yeah.
Go for it. I love it. Shower with a friend day. It's also sweater day in Canada. Now, maybe up there, not down here.
Yeah, true. I barely have a jacket on.
And weather person's day.
Sure.
Sure.
Yeah.
World Nutella Day.
I like Nutella.
Do you?
Yeah. I don't love Nutella, but I'll take it
if it's there? Okay.
Sure.
All right. Homemade soup day. Oof.
I'm not a big...
you're not?
I'm not a big soup guy. Famously.
Not homemade?
Nope.
Oh.
Not a big soup guy.
My grandma...
I'll do chicken noodle when I'm sick, but that's about it.
My grandma and mom, homemade chicken noodle. Everything was homemade. I can taste it now. That's how I remember it. Ooh, I like this. Stuffed mushroom day. I love mushrooms.
Not really. Like mushrooms? I'll put it on something and I'll eat it, but I'm not like a... Mushroom is like the thing of the dish, the main part.
All right.
No, thank you.
Okay.
I'm a picky... I would never have guessed that of you. It's probably my worst quality is I'm kind of a picky eater.
I would have never guessed that from you, James.
Yeah.
that you were a picky eater.
I was going to say it's my worst quality, but it's probably not my worst quality. It's probably like the one that's most obvious to a lot of people.
All right.
Is that I'm kind of a picky eater.
Yeah. I knew that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, hey, just a simple guy, you know? Maybe that's how
I'll frame
it.
Nothing wrong with that, man.
I'm just a simple guy.
All right. Nothing wrong with that. Hey, thank a mailman day today.
Sure, yeah.
I'll bet they'll be walking more than they are driving around today because it's so nice out.
Do they get to pick? I actually don't know that.
Well, you know, I see my mailman stop, and then he walks around the neighborhood.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And then he gets in his little Jeep there, whatever they are, and then he drives off, and then he'll stop, and then I see him walk around with his bag delivering the mail. So say hi. I have a great mail guy. I chat with him whenever I get the chance if I'm there. Super cool dude.
I don't know if I
don't know his name though, but I great guy.
You know, mail guy.
Well, you know, he's in a hurry. I'm not going to sitting down and having a long conversation. You know. Okay.
Other people need their mail.
That's right. He's got timelines. Consumption of orange juice down.
Oh, ring the alarms.
How much do you think it's down from 2010?
Are we talking gallons? Fluid ounces?
No, just down in general consumption.
I'm going to say 10%.
40.
Wow. Percent?
Wow, yes. It's down 40%.
I wonder why.
Yeah,
Everybody's getting acid reflux now.
I know.
They can't have it. That's my reason. I can't have oranges because
it
destroys my chest. Yeah. And then I'm sitting there. I'm in the fetal position.
Yeah. Well, you know, there's so many things to choose from today. So
true,
you know,
that's true. Just do it. Just have a what's the orange juice with champagne? What's that drink called?
Mimosas.
Just have a mimosa. There you go.
Yeah. Okay.
There's your combo.
I've had those. They're okay. I just don't hardly drink at all anymore.
I can't do the I can't do the orange juice. Just can't do it.
Okay. You have birds, right, in your house?
We have a bird, yes.
Oh, you have a bird?
Yeah.
Okay.
Birds in our house, it makes it sound like there's an infestation. Sound like we're living in the Jumanji house at the end of the movie.
I should have rephrased that then.
You got birds in your house, right?
Birds in your house,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, flying around or hanging around up top, you know?
A whole bunch of them. No, yeah. We only have one bird.
I live with Sleeping Beauty. Yeah, she just calls them in.
Do you have a left-handed bird or a right-handed bird?
That's a great question. I didn't know that was a thing that existed.
Check this out. Parrots, like humans, choose to use one side of their body more than the other, with more of them being left-handed.
Really?
Or, more precisely, left-footed than anything else. Some species even try out before they decide on one side. Australian researchers found that virtually all the parrots they studied prefer to use either their left eye, left foot, or right eye, right foot. Ultimately, they found that roughly 47% were left-handed.
Interesting.
I know. You know, we're getting all this.
Idea.
I know. We're getting all this weather up here. The iguanas in Florida
are they fall.
Falling yep. from the trees left and right.
I have seen that in person. They freeze.
Yeah.
And then they kind of go into like a... It's almost a coma, yeah. basically. And then once they warm back up, they just wake up like nothing happened.
Right.
It's really weird.
Yeah.
They're also invasive, though, so it's like they're not supposed to be there anyways.
The Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission reported collecting the other day 2,000 iguanas on the ground.
Yeah.
That had fallen.
I've seen that in person.
Dang.
It's very weird.
Yeah.
Because then, poor guys. Especially if you're new there, you're like, wow, did all these iguanas just die somehow? But they're not dead. They're alive.
Yeah.
They're just comatose, essentially.
Absolutely.
It's kind of cool, like, in a weird way. Because you can just go up and be like, hey, well, a little iguana. You can just walk up to it.
At least you know they're
alive. Can't do anything. Yeah.
They're alive. Okay.
There's a very famous story. Pat Riley, who is the, like, president of basketball operations for the Miami Heat.
He used to be a head coach of the Lakers.
He used to coach the Lakers. He coached the Knicks. I think he coached somewhere else as well, and the Heat. But his famous story was when he first moved to Miami, it froze, and a bunch of iguanas fell in his backyard, and he had no idea what was happening. And he thought they had all died, so he buried them all. Buried like 25 iguanas that weren't actually dead, and then they seemingly died because of that. Very famous story. And he felt terrible about it.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Don't bury the iguanas.
Don't bury them
they're
if
alive.
You come across them. Yeah. They're doing fine.
Yeah.
They're just going into
they're
sleep
comatose.
Mode. They're comatose. Wow. Okay. There you go. That's what's happening today on this Thursday. 73 degrees today.
We won't have to deal with the falling iguanas. They're going to be just fine.
They're going to be just fine where they are. 73 today, 63 Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Enjoy an awesome weekend coming our way. Right now, we have a temperature reading of 38. You're listening to News Talk 930. KROE, Sheridan, Wyoming, source for news. Fox News, local news. And James has Swap Shop in the 8 o'clock hour. Enjoy on a beautiful Thursday.